Well, look who's still here. It's the news, according to me. Good morning, as it is for you. It's good morning for you. It's good evening for me. It is currently 10:42 Central Time, which is 11:42 Eastern Time, for those of you who can do math. And we have, we understand the whole time clock, time-space continuum thing. We have, I've got an interesting show this evening. I have not been on for a while, and the reason basically is mostly because of all of the, I think the last time I popped on was like a 15-minute show, and it wasn't very long. I think it was last week. I've decided to do a little bit of a show this evening. Again, it's going to be another short presentation this evening. A lot of things going on in the news. Unfortunately, I have been busy putting in some 10 to 12-hour days and sometimes a little longer. It's been a little bit difficult to get in an actual show. Now, if I can, the way I'm doing this right now is I'm doing this on my iPad, and then I actually email the file to my laptop, and I put it on. I post it that way because it's just a lot easier to do it from the laptop. So it's kind of a actually I airdrop it over there, but it's a complicated process. I have to get charts and graphs and you know diagrams to show you how this all works. But unless you're a 10-year-old, then you would probably have a better way of doing it. And you'd probably just let's just push this button. Okay, whatever. You kids nowadays. We have I grew up when we had to stick a boot up DOS disk into our computer to get it to boot up when you started it up. You couldn't just turn it on and it would come on. You had to turn it on, then you stick this disk in. It was actually a floppy disk. We had the 5 1/4, I think it was. Whatever they were, about 5 inches in diameter. Stick that floppy disk in there. I think it had a whole 128 kilobytes of information on it, something ridiculous. Put all that in there. And then it would boot up. And you had to know how to like put in commands on the command bar. That's the generation I came from. So yeah. So it's been a crazy couple of weeks. President Trump coming out and saying he's gonna be arrested, those kinds of things. I wasn't arrested today. I'm convinced. In fact, if I would have been doing my show, I would have said this early on. I would have said, I don't believe they're going to arrest him on Tuesday because he said he was going to be arrested on Tuesday, and they just want to make him wrong. He lied. He wasn't arrested on Tuesday. He was arrested on Wednesday. They're probably going to arrest him, anytime soon. I don't know what's been going on with it. I haven't heard much about it today. Apparently the indictment is still pending at this hour, from what I understand. Now, you have to understand what's going on with this whole thing. It is a blatant travesty of justice, of injustice. It's just unjust what they're doing. And again, a lot of people are saying, if he gets arrested, his mugshot he's going to use as a campaign ad. I mean, it's going to backfire on them, I think. And I don't think it's going to backfire as big, because the mainstream media is still going to play this out as this guy's a criminal. He's been, whatever. There are people apparently who listen to MSNBC and CNN, and apparently are all in with those people. I don't understand it. It blows my mind. These people can be so disingenuous and lie so much. But you have to understand the powers that be behind this stuff. Now, I want to talk more about, I want to start getting into a little bit more of what's going on behind the scenes here with some of the nefarious powers that be behind the scenes that are controlling some of these things. We have one of the things that is very clear. It's clear to me. It's not clear to everybody, I guess. Some clear to some people. People are walking around with their head in the sand. I don't know how you walk with your head in the sand, but it's, you guys have to carry a bucket. Put your head in a bucket of sand, I guess, then you can carry it around. You can walk around that way. They don't understand that the bureaucrats behind the scenes are really running the show here. They are steering and guiding the country, and they want us to believe they have this phony facade, this fallacy that we were supposed to believe in, that, this is the land of the liberty. This is the land of liberty and freedom. Well, it is, but they're undermining it at every opportunity they get. You may think that it's one of those things where, hey, look at this necklace we bought for you. We can just put this necklace on, and you don't realize it's a noose. Well, that noose is flopping around. Let's tighten that up a little bit for you. Let's just keep tightening that thing up. Let's just keep tightening it up until you realize it's pretty tight. Hey, I can have a hard time breathing here. Oh, we'll just loosen it a little bit. And then they tighten it back up again. To get used to it. It's you know, there's this whole analogy of boiling a frog in a pot of water. Where you put the frog in, the frog's fine because the water temperature is normal, and you just start continuing, to raise the temperature, and the frog won't jump out. Well, the frog will jump out. I've tried this. It doesn't work. The frog jumps out. In fact, it'll jump out even without heating up the water. It just jumps out. Now, if you put a lid on it, it can't jump out. I discovered that. I never did this. Okay, I've never put a frog in the water on a boiling pot. I've never done that, just to be clear. Okay. But it would be funny to do that in a skit or something, not a real frog. I'm not interested in hurting frogs. But my understanding is that that's scientifically not true. Maybe certain kinds of frogs, or maybe if the frog is, I don't know. I'm not going to try it. Regardless of all that, we do have this issue with the incrementalism that is used. By the way, the word theoretically is a word. Someone challenged me the other day and said that's not a word. Yes, it's theoretically is a word. It's theoretically a word. I use it. It's a word. If I'm using it, it's a word. I don't even have to know how to spell it. It is what it is. I just want to make that point. There. Get that out there. I had some interesting communications with some folks this week. I figured I need to get on here and make a quick show at least because, I had people calling and asking if I was okay. And one very close friend of mine, he texted me and said, I just want to make sure you were still, hadn't been shadow banned or something. No, I'm not shadow banned, just kind of a little bit busy, and I really do miss doing the show. In fact, like I said, this show is more therapy for me than anything else. I'm able to kind of vent some things, and I haven't been able to vent things, and I'm around people that I can't really talk to too much about it, because I don't know exactly, haven't learned this crowd well enough to know what kind of political environment there is with this new position I'm working my way into here. It is a little bit leaning towards the woke folks, at least the company is. But they don't push it in your face or anything. However, there are some strange issues here that I've noticed that they have to keep on going like things are normal. One particular gentleman who thinks he's a woman, I guess. I'm not sure what's going on there. Is an employee here, and I have not had to deal with that at all at this point, but probably will at some point. It is strange. I don't know how else to say it. It's a strange thing when you see someone living that way. It is. So we have, getting back to the whole thing about everything else, there's a fellow on, I believe he's on Rumble, and he's on a couple of other platforms. I think it's Bryaton. I think I can't think of the name of it right at the moment. It's slipping my mind. It's a guy who does regular shows, and he delves into some of the areas of things about just the controversial subjects, things that are controversial, like COVID. Why would it be controversial? It makes no sense that it's controversial. We should be able to have an open discussion about this thing. And he actually Had somebody on the show the other day, and it was about a, and I haven't listened to the guy for a while, and I do subscribe to him on Rumble, but for some reason I haven't been listening to him, mostly because of all the busyness that's been going on for the last few months. But he, I did have someone write in, and it's actually a friend of the family, who was asking some questions about the whole bio, issues with bioweaponization, I guess you'll call it, of certain viruses and just bioweapons in general. And this guy, legitimate guy, he knows what he's talking about, had some interesting discussion with this fellow. And I want to get into that more. That's the kind of thing that I think the show is probably going to head towards. Now, my other podcast, when I get through doing all this stuff, and it seems like every time I turn around to try to make this thing happen, it always something else captures my time. But I see it happening here within, you know, by June, probably I will have this other podcast launched. I have already recorded some material. Some of it's going to be just historical information that's not current, up to date, or not daily information that's happening. It's not like this show is, where I'm talking about current events. It's more of a show about some of the conspiracy theories and things behind the scenes that have, or conspiracies that have actually taken place, not just theories, they're actually conspiracies that have taken place. And it's going to be a show about those kinds of things, debunking some of them. I have found some extremely good, one of the things I was having a hard time with is finding sources of really good, well-researched information that I could just lay out and not have to go reinvent the wheel to try to make it happen. So I didn't want to have have to have a research team to find all this stuff, or do, you know, spend 12 hours a day myself just to make a 20-minute or 15-minute show. This guy, some of the resources that I found, actually, excellent sources of information and plenty of material. So it's been very good to find that. So that's one of the big key components of putting on this new podcast. Having said that, that is what the podcast is going to be more about: conspiratorial events and more in line with government stuff that's going on with the influence that they have. And it's collating, if you want to say it that way, with a book that I'm probably going to eventually finish at some point, called The Conspiracy with a question mark. Or actually just, I think I might just, yeah, The Conspiracy. And it's the subtitle is Evidence of Things Unseen. So it's kind of a it is a book about biblical end times and what Scripture says about the end times and how, you know, what's going to happen with mankind. I do believe we're all of the technology that is possible that end time Scripture talks about and the way things are going to be managed and happen. I believe that the technology is here today. We have the technology to do all the things that are spoken of in Scripture in the end times. So I believe we are not far off from seeing that, probably in my lifetime, probably. My short, you know, whatever little lifetime I have left. Probably, if I live to be a normal age, we will see the end times things unfold. And that's depending on whether you're pre-trib or post-trib. I kind of hear people arguing about this whole pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib thing all the time. Now, what that means is they think that the rapture is going to happen prior to the tribulation, or it's going to happen, the rapture is going to take place mid-tribulation, or it's going to happen after the tribulation. Now, there's a lot of different theories about this. Now, if you believe that the rapture, which is all the believers are going to be taken up, snatched away, it's actually the way Scripture says it more clearly, is going, if you believe it's going to happen post-trib, well, that doesn't mean that he's only going to take the ones who believe that, that believe in a pre-trib. So you might believe in a pre-trib. It doesn't matter what you believe. But it, what does matter is how you live your life in a, you know, basically with that thought in mind. If you live your life that, well, if it's a pre-trib, I want to do as much as I possibly can to spread the gospel before, you know, that happens, and leave as much behind as I can to leave evidence of, you know, once this happens and the event happens and people are going to be asking questions, that they'll understand what happened. If it's a mid-trib, you want to be somewhat prepared for, you know, you want to prepare a little bit differently. You want to prepare for the possible persecution that you're going to go through, some of the tribulation that you're going to go through, and possibly the, you know, the trumpet judgments or bowl judgments, whatever you think you're going to go through. And then there's the post-trib thing where you're going to be in the middle of it and you're probably going to be a martyr kind of thing. Now, you could be a martyr and be in the mid-trib. It's you could be a martyr anyway. There's more martyrs today than we get told about, simply because some countries, they still persecute Christians to a great degree. And we don't hear about it. People who their lives are ended because of their faith, or they're persecuted in some way. The tough part about all of this is that we need to live our lives each day just, you know, according to what He's calling us to do, to be sensitive to that. It's good to know and try to understand, I think, what is happening on the earth and the things that are laying out ahead of us. It's more important that we live in the moment with Him, sensitive to His Spirit, sensitive to everything that's going on that He's calling us to in that moment, to be the leaders He's calling us to be in that moment. And I think that that's really where we need to live. Now, it's good to have some foresight, but at the same time. Now, having said all of this, I don't want to go off too far on this track, but there is this, we need to wake up, I guess, as believers, not to be the wacko tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. Now, the QAnon thing is an interesting phenomenon. Mostly because listening to some of these people, they have some really deep it's deep-seated opinions and thoughts and ideas. And these guys get on and they start talking about, well, you know, these planes are moving here and these planes are moving, people are in place, and this is happening, that's happening. I'm in touch with certain intelligence officials and certain people behind the scenes. That whole thing was so wacko, and it really took off. And it was interesting during the Trump era how much involved people got in that whole thing, and how now you realize that there is disinformation operatives out there. Huge. It's a huge part of intelligence agencies. Disinformation is a huge, I would say more than 50% of the information that they put out is to manipulate people groups, countries, leaders, whatever it is. They are in the art of deception is one of their major traits, major skills within their trait. And it's always this watch one hand while the other hand is doing something else. And they can create narratives. Now, when you think about that and you look at the news media, and we have now been discovering just how close the news media, the legacy media, is with government agencies, the alphabet soup agencies. And then we realize how close the news media is with the political machine. Now, keep in mind, just if you look back at just fairness, just the objectivity that we expect to see from news reporters and commentators and journalists. On the left, there is no objectivity. Now, one of the things that I found interesting is there's a person who recently I was listening to on a YouTube podcast. I believe it might have been a body language expert, but there's also some other people have talked about this. I think Michael Knowles and some others have talked about this. It is true that there is a cult like, and it's when I say cult, I mean I'm talking like everything that you're involved in has a cult is just a short word for culture. The occult is a demonic following, so to speak. It's a following of an evil spirit. Cultic things are more just the culture within a group of people. And you could say that, well, but the term has taken on a different meaning and to some degrees within the term itself. So we think of a cult as a group of kind of wacky wackios, not Cheerios, wackios. And they're more of a fringe group that believes some weird things and live their life kind of strangely, kind of off kilter. Or they don't believe in traditional, have traditional religious beliefs, so to speak, theological beliefs. And I won't get into some of the offshoots of Christianity. There's also offshoots of Judaism. There's offshoots of about everything out there. And some of those offshoots even have offshoots. It's a craziness. Now, having said all of that, we have to sometimes take a step back and assess these things. And when we look at the cult, so to speak, of the left, and they are very much a cult. If you don't go along and toe the line and say the right things, you will be ostracized. They eat their own very, very quickly. And I think Tulsi Gabbard has discovered that. I think Bernie Sanders discovered it, but he hasn't pushed back against it because he is so deeply entrenched in it. There's some on the left that have seen this and have kind of backed away, and there are some who have just completely left the Democrat Party because of it. We've seen more people leaving among political leaders, we've seen more people leaving the Democrat Party than we have going the other direction. Now you've got people like Mitt Romney and the Cheney, Liz Cheney and her friend Kinzinger. There's a lot of individuals like that. There's a lot more of them that are not very outspoken, that are rhinos, that are Republicans. They're all in the establishment. They are basically leftists that just are the only reason that they're proclaiming to be on the right is because of their particular state that they're in. That's the only way they can win. So they have to say the right things and do the right things. But they really have a leftist agenda there. But they go right along with the whole big government, military, manipulation and just sending our kids off to war all the time. Endless wars, the military complex, money, big pharma, the whole thing is all part of that. And speaking of big pharma, they've been in the news recently as well. And it's, of course, the legacy media is covered, the way they cover it is, Anthony Fauci now is also back in the news again, and he made some kind of, I guess there was some kind of video or movie or some kind of documentary type thing. And again, watching bits and pieces of this thing, it is just so obvious to me. It's always surprising to me how we become such a media-oriented society, and yet we don't have an opportunity to step back and think about who's making the media and how are they making the media. When you see a large production system, extremely high quality production with different cuts, different camera angles. You know, Anthony Fauci watching the inauguration and he's breaking down in tears. He's so proud of the fact that Trump is gone and we have somebody good in the White House now. And he's crying. And they have a camera on him. And it's not a cell phone. It's not a cell phone camera. They have a camera set up on a tripod. I guarantee you, it's an expensive camera. The lighting is perfect. And they're filming him as he's crying, as the inauguration is going on. Now they don't, you know, he's just in his room, just in his, like, in his living room, and he's just, and they make this guy out to be some incredibly important man. Oh, look at this guy. And he's, you know, he's upset with Republicans because they don't want anybody to tell him what to do. We need to break that. We need to break that. It's one of the statements he makes in his, it's just on and on with these people. That's their mentality. You know, you need to be part of the cult. You can't have your own opinions. And of course, then we find out later on that, and he's going nuts about this whole lab leak theory. It's impossible. It's impossible. Well, you know, it couldn't have happened. It's just, there's no molecular way that you can get, it's like taking a Chevrolet and trying to make it into a motorcycle. Well, Anthony, I have to tell you, people have done that. People have taken cars and taken parts off of them and made motorcycles out of them. I don't know how to tell the guy. It's just not a good analogy, first of all. But I digress. This has been a longer show than I expected I would have. I probably could go on for hours just because of all the things that have been going on recently. But I've really been kind of out of touch in some ways, and yet I'm trying to discipline myself from staying away from the television right now and staying away from, you know, reading too much news and watching too much YouTube, simply because I have so many other things I need to put on my plate here. But I wanted to touch base with everyone, all of my fine listeners out there in the world. And appreciate you guys listening. I'm probably going to do a show on Sunday from the home studio, possibly on Saturday night, actually. A little bit longer show, kind of something that I'll probably be posting on Monday. So keep your ear out, eye out, looking for that. I'll be getting a little bit more in-depth on some of these current issues that are going on. Possibly by that time, maybe Trump will be in jail. I don't know. Who knows? But it's an interesting thing that's going on with that whole thing. I think that they're backing off a little bit. They're trying to make it happen. They're trying to bait everyone who thinks that the evil monster, the orange man, needs to be in prison because he's the orange man. They can't find anything on him, but they're trying to make all this stuff up. So it blows my mind that they're getting away with this, and they think that they can get away with it. It's amazing to me. And that they have no moral fiber when it comes to anything that Biden is doing. Oh, it's all debunked. It's all debunked. Yeah, okay, whatever. That's, we just keep going on with that. So once again, folks, I want to thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day, great weekend. I probably will not be back on with a show anymore this week. On Friday morning live will probably not be happening at this point. Probably not be happening. It's always possible. I'm down here in a motel in Dallas, Texas right now. And it is a little, I have kind of not really an early morning show, but or early morning start, but it's early enough for me to not be able to get up and get a whole show produced live on a Friday morning. So once again, folks, I want to thank you for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for your input. For those of you who have emailed and texted and communicated with me in any way. And I guarantee you, we will be getting into more things like more in-depth information and delving into some topics that I think are worth looking into, especially things concerning COVID right now, because then some of the other things, the way that they're using COVID and the whole digital currency thing, I guess there's people standing up to that because they're really pushing for a digital currency this year. In order to do that, in order to make it happen, they really need to collapse the economy, and they collapse the dollar, which I think that's what they're heading for. And make no mistake, a digital currency is not going to be like a cryptocurrency. They want to make it sound like a cryptocurrency. You can't just all of a sudden have a cryptocurrency. It is going to be a digital currency, and it's going to be a surveillance currency. It will, everything you do will be tracked. Everything you do will be regulated and modulated. You will not be able to, you know, your entire financial life. Once they've got that, they got everything. It's healthcare, the whole thing. It's all, you know, what you, the food you can eat, everything you need to do. And if they want to shut you down and turn you off and turn off the spigot, all of a sudden it's gone. And that's, they've done that in Canada to people just for donating to a protesting group, just for donating. They've frozen their bank accounts. What do you do with that? So things like that are happening, and you think it's going to get better. It may get better for a while, but this is where it's leading. You know, where are we going to be in 20 years, 40 years? It is heading down this road, and there's no question that they are making incremental progress. That's why they call them the progressives. They have a 100-year plan, and the only thing we have is defense. We have to defend what we have, what was attained a couple hundred years ago. But we need to stand up to that. Otherwise, it's going to be another... revolution, I guess you want to call it that. So, once again, folks, God bless. Have a great day. And I appreciate all of you as we head into the weekend full blast. I will talk to you next.